Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. I plant seeds for what I want years from now. What I am living today is what came from fruition from what I planted years ago. I truly believe in the notion of living in the present and enjoying what is in front of me now, but I also believe that it is possible to do just that while keeping the future in mind, and most importantly, doing something daily that will align my future to the way I want it to be when the future does arrive, as it always does. Now, we can't fully predict our future, and life will always throw us for a spin and give us a challenge. But if we are truthful on what we want, we'll figure a way to stay on course and figure it out. I am a person that is always planning 2 to 5 years into the future and planting seeds now for what I feel I will want years from now. So when people look at my life now, they think or act as if I woke up today and just out of mere luck walked into a nice life. What most fail to see, know, or acknowledge is that what I have today is a reflection of what I did 3, 4, or even 10 years ago. This also includes my current challenges I face, as not all seeds that I planted turned out to be fruitful. Some gave me weeds disguised as pretty flowers. But my seeds, my blooms, my problems, I am dealing with them. I own all of my decisions, good or bad. Ever since I was a child, I would think ahead and ask for things or position things to my parents for what I knew I would want at a later time. One of my kids is the master of doing this to me now. When I started my first legal tax-paying job as a dishwasher, I knew I didn't want to just be a dishwasher. I quickly found out that the folks getting paid the most and who had the most freedom were the cooks. So during slow times or during my break or even at home, I would study the menu. 6 months later, when a cook quit in the middle of dinner rush, I was ready to dive into action. The problem was I had to do both jobs, dishwashing and cooking for a week until the restaurant hired a new dishwasher. But this move alone more than doubled my income. Same thing happened when I started college. I had to plan years ahead on what I wanted and how I would get there. Every job I have ever had, I have started at the bottom and have quickly moved up the ranks by always taking it upon myself to learn the things I knew I would need when the opportunity came knocking. I never waited to be told, and I have never stayed in the same position I was hired for. For me, luck is truly where chance meets opportunity coupled with preparation. When I think of my kids, I feel the same way. I believe that as parents, we forget that our kids will one day go from being toddlers to teenagers to adults. And so we only worry about the present moment and don't instill in them the values that we ourselves deem as good. We forget that the good and bad habits are being formed since the moment they come into our world. I am a believer that our kids today are fruits of what they learned from us years back, and that if we are not happy with how they are today, we must make the changes now and know that we won't see the results until months or years from now. And here's where the problem always lies. We have become a culture of instant gratification, where we want to see results immediately. And because we often don't, we give up or change courses often. And so the vicious cycle of not getting what we want just takes life on its own. I truly consider my kids to be exactly what I deemed as good, well-rounded kids. And no, I'm not lucky. I worked for it and continue to work for it every day. I know that what I am doing today for them will pay off years from now. It always has. But I will say again that we must plant our seeds for what we want in the future without sacrificing us living the present, as that is just as important while planting our seeds. We must look at living at the present moment fully as a soil we use to plant the seeds that will give us the crops we want later. Another area that I can use as an example that plays a major role for many in life is that of owning a home. For the longest time, I was terrible at saving money. I was extremely good at making money, but sucked at saving it. Heck, even got in trouble with Uncle Sam for not paying my share of taxes on time, as I was supposed to. And yes, I am paying for that now, but as always, I am dealing with it and doing it the right way this time. I have always loved big homes, and the rent for them is not cheap where I live. The problem with this is that it does not allow a lot of room for much money saving. So about 6 years ago, I made the decision that my family and I would move into a smaller home and completely cut out unnecessary spending. At the same time, we would do everything in our power to improve our credit score and of course, save as much money as possible since the plan was to buy a home in 3 to 4 years from when the decision to move into a smaller home was made. The time came where we were forced to look into moving again, 2 years before we had planned to move. But this time, because of the decisions I made years before, we were able to buy a home as a family and buy the home that we wanted and in our terms. And when we did purchase our home, I was hit with a curveball in our finances, but thankfully, because of the amount of money we had saved over the years, we were able to weather the storm and we did just fine without changing a single thing in our lifestyle. But now, of course, I am not staying dormant. I am now working on several plans that will ensure that we are never hit with this financial problem again. And yes, these plans will not come to fruition until years from now. But once again, I am fine with that because I know they will. If I can leave you with one thing, or anything really, it is this. Really study your life and where you are today. And you will notice that everything in your life, from physical, mental, emotional, financial, to your state of happiness, is in direct relation to the decisions you made years prior. And that unless you fully embrace this and make the moves necessary, you will be in the same position or worse years from now. You must learn to plant the seeds for what you want in your future and learn to be patient, knowing that you won't see any immediate results. The seeds you plant are no different than trees. Just because you cannot see the tree growing above ground, it does not mean that its roots are not being established as a strong foundation for when the tree takes its shape above ground. Plant your seeds. Take care of the soil. Water your seeds. Love them. Be patient and live the present moment while they grow. Before you know it, those seeds will reap to what you have always desired out of life. Play the long game. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.